It's now time for Kids Corner. So kids, come on down. Linda Nelson's going to spend some time with you this morning.
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
All right. I'll just get over this.
Good morning. How are you? Well, who can tell me what I have in my hand? Can you see it? A penny. You know, last week in our adult Sunday school class, a penny was mentioned, and it said, is it of any significance anymore? What do you think? Do you think a penny is of any significance anymore? Do you know whose face, whose portrait? Abraham Lincoln, isn't it? And who was Abraham Lincoln? Well, he wasn't the first president. He was our 16th president. But his image is on the penny. And do you know it was exactly 100 years ago today, the first penny with the image of Abraham Lincoln was circulated. August 2nd, 1909. It was commemorating the 100th anniversary of his birth. And this year, it is the 200th anniversary of his birth. There was a Russian sculptor who made the image of Lincoln on the penny. His name was Victor David Brenner. He was the only person who was considered to do this image of Lincoln. He came from Russia. He grew up in poverty and hardship. After coming to America, he found liberty and the opportunity to pursue his work and became very famous. What's interesting about the penny, Lincoln is the first image that was put on this particular denomination of coin. And there are more pennies minted than any other coin. And Lincoln once said, the Lord must have loved the common people, for he surely made a lot of them. So Mr. Brenner was excited after he grew up in such hard times. He knew that these were the most coins minted. That meant they would be in the pockets of the common people. So I think a penny is pretty significant when we know the real history of it. We've had several different styles made of it through the years, and this year, to commemorate the 200th anniversary, there is a four-coin set. So you might want to have Mom and Dad talk to the bank. I think they come in rolls, and you might want to collect that little set. They're very interesting, depicting the life of Abraham Lincoln. So, and also when this coin came out, it was the first time "In God We Trust" was put on it. And the Congress had passed that back during the time Abraham Lincoln was in office. So God has mysterious ways of using people and using things. So when you see a penny, it encouraged us in our class to pick it up, put it in your pocket, and all that day think about the people in our world who are oppressed. Because I think Abraham Lincoln was a voice for the powerless. And today we have people who are a voice for the powerless, and that's what the church helps to do. So when you give change to missions, remember it all adds up and makes a difference in people's lives. So I'm going to be sitting here. When you take your cups and you come back to put it in Jeremiah, I want to put some money in each of your cups, okay? Let's close with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the leaders that you have sent to lead our nation. Those that are leading now, we pray for guidance, that their hearts will be moved, that your word will be declared in our churches and throughout our nation. We pray, Lord, for those who are oppressed, who do not have a voice right now. May we never forget the need that is in the world today. In Jesus' name, Amen.